This is Catherine from Katie's Garden Plant Centre in Newbourne. If you've tried planting up your own hanging baskets in the past and been disappointed by the results being a bit straggly, this could have been down to what the plants were like when you put them in. Because if they have flowers on, then as pretty as those flowers are, they're actually something of a barrier to growth. As far as the plant is concerned, if it's got a flower, job done, and it's going to prioritise its energy into the flowers above anything else. So this is where we separate the men from the boys, and the professional growers from the home gardeners. Because the best thing to do is to cut off the flowers and the rest of the growth to just a few inches when you plant them up. Now this works partly because trimming most plants encourages them to bush out, but it's also because when you move the plants from those little pots that they've been growing in and move them into the bigger basket, you're giving more room for the roots to grow. And if they've not got flowers or a lot of growth on top to worry about, the plant can focus on growing a good root system. And this bigger root ball is going to give the plant a bigger footprint to produce more growth on top. And it doesn't take long for results. In just a couple of weeks, your basket plants will have grown to the same height and length they were before, with flowers back, but bushier and better. And these are results that should last throughout the season. If it really does break your heart to take off the flowers, then have a hunt around for a little vase, maybe a milk jug, so you can display them as a miniature bunch of flowers rather than just putting them into the compost bin.